Next up, for the next hour, we have our Sam's Club, and I'd like to introduce the CEO of Sam's Club U.S., Doug McMillon.
Good morning. We're pleased to have a few minutes to give you an update on Sam's Club today and let you know what's going on with the business. We'll start out by introducing the presenters that you'll hear from. Several of the Sam's Club leaders will be up here. Beginning with merchandising, and as Lee mentioned yesterday, I will be more directly responsible and involved in merchandising in the short term with Greg Spragg's announcement earlier this month that he would be retiring. So as we search for someone for that position, I'll be working directly with the merchants. For example, Charles Redfield and Song Ohm, who are senior VPs in that area, and will be up here presenting in just a few minutes. We also hear from Greg Johnston, who runs our operating area, Cindy Davis, who is responsible for membership, marketing, and e-commerce, Liz Kirkwood, and Sharon Orlop, who will be up for Q&A, Liz being responsible for finance and Sharon running our people division. Our strategic focus, as you've heard from the other divisions, continues to be on growth and return on investment and finding that right balance. We recognize that we need both. And specifically relative to growth, we want to grow with both new members and existing members in the amount that they spend and invest in their renewal rates. And we want to do that through offering compelling value. You're going to hear a lot from us today about product quality because we believe that's a key dimension that Sam's Club needs to utilize in the future to drive increasing value to our members. Relative to return on investment, our performance and inventory turn has been good, and we can continue that, and we have been making some different capital decisions as a result of the capital efficiency approach, and we'll give you more transparency into those numbers than we've ever given you before today. Lastly, everything happens through people, and as you've heard the last day or so, we're investing in training and development at club level as well as in club support to create a situation where our associates continue to be more and more engaged. Our absolute and relative performance and engagement is good. We're encouraged by the numbers that we're seeing, and our associates are finding their jobs to be rewarding. We will continue to recruit from the outside as well as to promote from within, and we have a particular focus on finding leaders within our clubs who are not yet management associates and preparing them to assume management positions in the future. Sam's Club is 25 years old. We turned 25 in April of this year, and it's always been good to be in the warehouse club business. It is particularly good right now to be in the warehouse club business. As you've seen, share is shifting, and all three players in this channel are doing well, and we would like to see our relative performance get even better, but are excited about some of the good things that have happened this year as we focus on growing our business. And I believe that this channel has a bright future, and I'm excited to be part of it. Specifically, relative to comp sales, you saw last month that we released a 4.6% comp, and again, that's without fuel, no benefit of increasing gallons, or the inflationary price of fuel that we've seen so far this year is in that number, and you'll see the trend line and where that's headed is up and to the right, which is encouraging. I mentioned inventory productivity. This is the percentage growth of inventory compared to the percentage growth in sales, and this is at a segment level, the numbers that you would have seen from us before. We did do, as was asked yesterday, some forward buys earlier in the year. Nothing speculative, but when a supplier pre-announces a cost increase and we don't feel like we're going to be able to negotiate through it or delay it, we did go out and make some purchases at the end of the quarter, which inflated that inventory number so that our members could enjoy values for the number of weeks that we were able to buy ahead. The outline for today's presentation starts with the fact that we will continue to serve both small business and Advantage members or families. The small business volume is volume that we like. We like the profitability that comes from that business, and we'll continue to focus on serving small business more effectively as we also create value for people that don't own a small business. The second bullet's really about quality, as I mentioned earlier, driving that product quality through so that the value that you find at Sam's Club is unsurpassed. Third bullet being all about the membership shopping experience. When people are in the club or online, we want them to have such a feeling that they want to come back more often and renew. We will spend some time on membership income and the numbers that we're seeing there and give you more transparency as it relates to membership income. We'll also show you some new ideas that we have to reach new membership segments, potential member segments, to grow this business in the future. And then we'll wrap up with the capital investment plan. So what's happening with small business? You've heard in the last few hours and yesterday a little bit about what's going on with the consumer. The things that make Sam's unique relative to this kind of insight would be the small business component. And I'll tell you that U.S. small business is under a lot of pressure. You would know many of these things, but if you take restaurants, for example, the traffic that independent restaurants that we serve have seen in the last few months has been more difficult. As gas prices went up, we saw traffic at restaurants go down, and our number, which was running a solid mid-single-digit comp, drifted down to being just slightly positive with restaurants relative to comp. Independent convenience stores went through a lot of pressure as gas prices went up, and they saw more of their customer spend going into the tank, so they had a ticket problem and needed to grow the basket. In both cases, restaurants and convenience stores can find value at Sam's Club and are finding value at Sam's Club to help them alleviate some of the proper pressure they feel as they're under revenue pressure. Increasing costs, small businesses, if they were here, would tell you healthcare is an ongoing concern. The commodity price increases and food increases from earlier this year created additional pressure points. And then the cost of energy is an ongoing issue for them as well. A little bit of concern recently about taxes and what the future of taxes might look like to the U.S. small business community. And then lastly, working capital, which may be the biggest concern that I have as I look ahead at the fourth quarter, is how small businesses and consumers are going to be funded from a credit perspective. Small businesses, in some cases, some of the statistics that I've seen, as many as one in four were using their home equity to help fund part of their small business. And as home prices fell and they were left with this higher loan amount, banks and other institutions raised the cost of transactions, including interest rates, with some of them and put further pressure on small businesses relative to credit. And then obviously there are consumer credit pressures that are happening right now as well, as people who hold that debt position themselves to be more conservative in the future. And I think that can impact top-line spending as we go forward. But the thing that makes me confident in our ability to weather this storm and, to, in fact, thrive in this storm would be that we have the best values. Our merchandise prices and our quality for small business and for consumers is in the right place. But one of the biggest challenges that we face is how do we communicate to them? As you know, this format does not have a lot of room to advertise. So what we do instead is invest, we think, in the most efficient manner, which in some cases means direct mail. In other cases may mean making sales calls. We have associates at club level that go out and call on small businesses, for example, and do invoice comparisons. We have a budget that's available to them so that they can provide samples. And our focus, as we try to capture more market share, looking ahead at the future quarters, is to drive home that price leadership for small business and that value leadership for families so that we can really grow our sales to the maximum extent. From a category perspective, there's been a lot of shifting going on. We've been very strong in fresh food, dry grocery, consumables, as we reported in our sales reports. But on the flip side of that, general merchandise has been more challenging. What's encouraging for us is that there are nice margins associated with fresh food, so it's not all a negative story as it relates to that margin mix, and we're appreciative of that. Our meat business, our produce business, which has led the way, bakery have all been strong in recent months, and that's helping from a mix perspective. As it relates to GM, we're seeing that the members really making clear decisions about what they want to spend money on down to the item and subcategory level. And it's really obvious as you go through our sales reports. One example would be diamonds. In the last 90 days, our diamond business has been down double digits. So what we're managing through is this situation where in some cases it would be a tendency of a merchant to reduce quality to get price points down so that you could offset sales, using diamonds as the example. That is the worst possible thing we could do. So our focus is on holding that quality level, managing the units behind what we purchased, using diamonds as the example, so that as we go through this economic cycle and come out the other side, we haven't harmed ourselves from a brand perspective. So you won't see us degrade quality to hit price points. We will keep the presentation, and you'll see it in the club today, at the level that we've had it at and improve it in some areas so that we can capitalize on the opportunity for a longer term. If they want to buy fresh food right now, we're going to sell them the most fresh food we can sell them, and we'll manage our inventory in the other areas. One other area of interest that's come up in the last day or so has been flat panel TVs. As you would probably know, there are a lot of flat panel TVs on the market right now, and prices are falling. We saw prices fall in October. We expect further price reductions between now and holiday. Our unit business on flat panels, which is the biggest part of electronics, is continuing to grow. But with the lower price points, we're not driving the dollar increases that we were driving last year and the year before, where we had 20, 30, 40, and higher percentage increases in comp. So electronics business is still going to be under some pressure. But I'll tell you what, where the member sees something exciting, and they will find a way to pay for it. Smartphones is one example of that. We also are selling a lot of iPods with the new introduction of Nano and other products from Apple. So when they have a strong desire to own that item, they're going to find a way to purchase it. Fuel, as you would know, over the last few months has grown as a percent of total of our business. It's nice to see fuel prices come down, at least in the short term. We don't really know, as you don't know, what's going to happen with fuel prices in the future. But what I'd like for you to know about the way we manage it is that we manage it very separately from our core business. We're not going to build operating costs into our system because fuel goes up and it looks the top line revenue might feel good, because we know the role of gas within our business and we're clear about it. That role is to drive traffic to the clubs and to drive memberships, both new signups and renewals, because of the value that we offer on fuel. So we make a little bit more profit during volatile periods than we do periods that are less volatile. That's when we can make a bit of money. But over time, over the course of a year, we don't really try to make any profit to speak of in fuel because of the role that it plays within the business. So you'll see mix changes and other things happen as fuel fluctuates, but we're not confused by that. We manage our business separately of that impact. I mentioned that we have an extreme focus on quality, and I'd like to get Charles Redfield and Song Ohm to come up for a few minutes and provide some examples, and I'll be back up in a little while.
Thank you, Doug. Song and I'd like to spend a few minutes with you today actually talking about quality, and Song, I think you would agree that quality starts with the details. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So Doug mentioned a little bit about produce, and we're going to start off with a couple items around produce. Song, actually at the end part of last year, our buying team in produce rewrote the item specifications for every item we carry in produce, every single item. And one example of that is blackberries. That's what's up here on the screen right now. On blackberries, we actually worked with university seed companies as well as growers to develop a specific variety of blackberry, okay, really focusing on the overall eating experience. Now, we only source these blackberries from the best areas for climate and also soil content. Now, the interesting thing is, Song, you shop the clubs, right?
Every week.
Do you see blackberries in our clubs every day?
I wish I did, but I don't.
You don't? Well, we don't have them every day. It's because sometimes something happens with the quality. Maybe it's a weather condition or some other abnormal growing condition where it won't meet the quality specs that we have. And when that happens, we don't ship those items to the clubs. We are very, very focused on the specific specification around our fruit. Now, the next one is around stone fruit.
Charles, can you explain what stone fruit is? I'm not sure if I know.
Yeah. So we get that question a lot. So stone fruit is a fruit that has a stone in it, okay, or maybe a pit. So this would be like peaches, plums, nectarines, those type of items. Again, after the last year's summer selling season, what we did is we went back and looked at our item specifications and said, you know what, we think we can upgrade and get our members a little better quality. So as we went through the process, we worked with universities again, like UC Davis, and we worked with our research and development partners with our suppliers to develop some varieties around our stone fruit. And I tell you what's happened is the members responded very favorably to it this past summer season. Now, we buy by variety, not just by commodity. And when you look at it, there's only 15% of the varieties that meet our quality specifications and grades within our stone fruit category.
So, Charles, wait. So that means 85% of those fruits don't make it to Sam's Club, right?
That's exactly what it means. Exactly what it means. And how we measure that is that we have trained quality control associates in our distribution centers. And what they do is they have the item specification around the stone fruit, Song, and they're able to measure against those specs to make sure if they meet those qualifications, then we'll ship them to the clubs. If they don't, they don't make it.
Wow.
And that's how we measure it.
So great.
So let's talk about another item.
You know what, Charles? We talk quite a bit about quality, and I want to talk about this towel. As you know, towels are pretty personal to a lot of people, especially to females and men, I guess.
Personal.
This is a very general size. It's 30 by 56, and what the team has done is they actually went out and said to the members, what are you looking for in a towel, bath towel? They were looking for durability, softness, of course, absorbency. So the team took about a year to develop this bath towel. And what it has is it's a premium long staple cotton, which has absorbency of 30% more than what we had previously. And also it's very soft and durable, wash after wash. And, this product is actually compelling value without compromising quality at under $6. You can find it at Sam's. And we've sold since introduction of this product in March over 2 million units, Charles.
Wow. So the members are showing that they appreciate that quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what I understand also, Song, is that the supplier that we work with on this is also focused on sustainability. Is that true?
Absolutely. Sustainability is our DNA. And this supplier, actually out of India, uses a water treatment plant to recycle 50% of the water waste, as well as using agro waste to generate power plant to power their factories. So it's a great sustainability story as well.
Great, great partnership, which is, again, something else that our buying teams are focused on. So, Song, we have a holiday coming up. Is that true?
I think Halloween, Charles, right?
So Halloween's coming up Friday, in case you didn't remember. If you have small kids, they will definitely remind you. So let's talk about pumpkins.
Okay.
So Song, we've carried pumpkins over the years, and we've carried a pumpkin that's been on an average size about 18 pounds, and we carried it and priced it just under $5. And you could actually find some of those specific pumpkins in some retailers out there. But as we went back and looked at our assortment and looked at quality, we said, you know what? We're either not going to carry that size pumpkin, or we're going to develop our own pumpkin and find out what we can make special. And believe it or not, you can make a pumpkin special. Okay? So we actually worked with growers across the United States and developed 15 seed varieties of a pumpkin that weighs a minimum of 25 pounds. So we have actually this year brought into our clubs pumpkins that are anywhere from 25 to 50 pounds, and that we sell for $6.88. So I told you just a second ago, last year over the years, we had one for about 18 pounds and under $5. Well, this one's 25 pound minimum, almost $7 for a pumpkin. The great thing is that you find this pumpkin out on growing fields and things somewhere around $30 to $50. So there's an extreme value through there.
It's huge.
I tell you what. So if you just go pick this one up for me real quick, we'll show everybody.
I will try.
So it's not going to happen. Don't even try.
Oh, my goodness.
My brother was in a club, and he sent me an email and said, hey, I saw your pumpkins, and the stem looks like a tree trunk. What's going on? The members and associates are so excited about a pumpkin for Halloween. You know, moms love pumpkins, and the reason moms love pumpkins, it's because our kids love pumpkins.
You know, it's a great color, too.
I tell you what, we're so excited about that. So our members have responded in a great way with pumpkins. And that just goes to show you, on items as simple as a pumpkin, you can make it, you can differentiate it, make it special, and our members respond. So we were actually going to show some to you on the club tour today. Well, guess what? We've sold through everything we have. So it's interesting, even in the market that we're in today, members recognize that there's quality, and they're willing to spend more money on a quality item, and they'll pay for that.
I think you're absolutely right, Charles. I have one last product to share with you. This is an introduction of a new wine from Sam's Club. It's called New Direction, and it's Argentinian Malbec. And something that's special about this product is that our buying team actually went down to Argentina for 3 days, and they tasted 100 fair trade wine before they picked this wine.
That is a great job. Did they do it all in one day? Was it one day?
Actually, it was over 3 days.
3 days?
They were on the...
That's still a lot of wine.
It is a lot of wine. And I don't know how they did it, but I'm glad they did. They picked this wine under the auspicious control of the transfer team, so I'm sure it was fine. And the great thing about this is that this is actually picked by hand, all the grapes, so it limits all the damages to the fruit. And also it's picked from a vineyard called Viña de la Soledad, which is a little bit west side of Mendoza. And they can only produce 5,000 cases, so this is exclusive to Sam's Club only. And it has great sustainability story as well, because we work with Transfair, and it's a fair trade wine. And great thing about this is that it's got a great quality. So for those of you who are wine connoisseurs, it has touch of plum, blackberry, and touch of chocolate for its taste. And I'm not a wine person, so I don't know if that's really good, but I was told it is.
If you taste 100 bottles, you'd be a wine person. So I do.
Great thing about this, Charles, is actually this is a Sam's, and it's landing in near Sam's Club near you at under $10 a bottle. So great, great quality value.
And I think that's hitting in mid to late November, actually,
yes,
right?
Correct.
Another great sustainability story. And fair trade, as you guys may know, we've carried some fair trade coffee. We've carried fair trade roses. We're actually the largest seller of fair trade bananas in the United States right now. So just another venture around with Transfair and fair trade that we have. So it's great. So listen, you guys, after we talk and do the question and answer this morning, we're going to go to the club. We're going to tour the club. And when you get to the club, it's going to be close to lunchtime. Okay. So let's make sure when you get there, you're going to go in one of the stations and see Sean and Rita back by the fresh departments. And when you do, make sure you taste some of our Angus beef that we have back in the club. Okay. It's absolutely delicious. And we'll have some for you there. And again, it'll be close to lunchtime, and we appreciate it. So with that, we're going to turn it over to Greg Johnson. He's going to tell us a little bit about the member experience and how that quality comes to life.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning. So just as important as quality, so is the member experience and how well we merchandise our clubs and how we provide great, friendly service to our members every day. And part of that is understanding who the member is and how they shop our clubs. And so with that in mind, we have reset and re-merchandised over half of our Sam's clubs. Over 300 of our clubs have a new merchandise set, and you will see that today as you tour the Bentonville Club. So I'd like to take just a few minutes and kind of walk through some of the key changes that I would highlight that you'll see in the club today. First is our seasonal area. We've moved seasonal to front and center of the club. What we feel that has done has created more excitement. It allows us to showcase new and exciting merchandise to the front of the club. And as we stay focused on a strong entry impression into Sam's Club, this area enables us to enhance that. And so we feel good about how that reflects in the club today. And you can see as you enter the club, you can see as the season changes, we want to be relevant to our members. Also, we looked at our office categories. And with our business member in mind, we've improved adjacencies by creating an office environment. This was separated throughout the club, and today you'll see office supplies, office furniture, office equipment, and all the accessories together, and that allows you to see better adjacencies in that category. Another thing that I would just call out is you look at our computer area. We have eliminated the tall steel above computers, which just really adds a lot better visibility and shows improvements to that category. Also, we thought about how mom and how she shops our club. And at the center, before you get back to fresh, we've made some category changes, and we've grouped together such categories like apparel, basics, domestics, small appliances, and housewares. And as you walk, and this is right before you enter fresh, makes a lot of sense. About as you walk out of our fresh department, you walk right into housewares, cookware sets. And overall, we've been really encouraged by the results so far, and you'll see that in the club today as well. So next, communicating value and quality through our marketing pieces this fourth quarter is very important to us. And it's a way that we can reach out and really talk to our members. And right behind here you see our holiday catalog and our entertaining guide. And right behind this as well, we will have our holiday Taste of Sam's, where we showcase and do a lot of product sampling in our clubs right prior to Thanksgiving. And then right behind that, for our day after Thanksgiving, our Blitz event, we have key marketing pieces that we will be behind. But you can see in the holiday catalog, we spent a lot of time about making sure this is a tool that is effectively we can communicate and showcase items to our members. And then what we want to do is bring them to life in the club. And so here's an example of our holiday catalog and a page out of that catalog that showcases our new line of iPods that we have and then what the in-club experience looks like. And it's important that we make those items feel just as special in the club as it does in the catalog. And we spend a lot of time being very thoughtful about how that works in the clubs and how we really relate that to our marketing efforts. Here's another example out of our holiday catalog is a page that represents what we're doing in Blu-ray this year. And you can see the in-club experience, and you'll experience that today in our electronics rotation to see what's new in Blu-ray. Currently, one-third of our DVD movie assortment is being purchased today in the Blu-ray format. We want to stay on the front side of technology, and you'll hear more about that later today as well. So at Sam's Club, we like to have fun. I know a lot of you have been asking, what are we going to offer this year? Because you're ready to start your Christmas shopping early. And so here's your chance. You may remember last year, through our samsclub.com site and our once-in-a-lifetime packages, in the past, we have sold things like an Orange County chopper, a custom-built bike for $137,000. We even sold a Learjet for $2.3 million. This year, a couple things that I would highlight. We have a package, a Graceland package, a behind-the-scenes package, where you can visit, you can be picked up in a limousine, spend the night in a five-star hotel, and then go to the Graceland and experience behind-the-scenes and tour areas of the property that the general public is not allowed. Elvis is not confirmed yet, but we're hopeful that that may happen. And you may see, and then the one I know everybody's staring at is at the top. So if you want to go green in a really cool way, well, here's your chance to own the world's ultimate electric supercar, 0 to 60 in 5 seconds without burning a drop of fuel. And all you need to do to get this is be the first one online as this goes live through our samsclub.com site and have $100,000 ready as well. So we like to have fun, and this is a great way that we can get some positive PR through our samsclub.com site and on some really cool and packages. So also, our samsclub.com site, just a minute to share a few things about it. It is just a great vehicle, the way we can communicate to our members. And it's also a great sales channel for us as well. And just like we want to be relevant in the clubs to our members, we want to be relevant through our website about what's happening and what's current. So whether it's the latest on sustainability, latest on health and wellness, or what's the latest in digital offerings, what's the latest in merchandise, we want to inform members of the latest and the best that we have to offer at Sam's Club, and that our .com site is a great tool for us to be able to do that. Also, we want to hear from our members. And this last January, we started our member review process online. This gives our members a chance to be able to share their feelings and how their experience was on purchasing items. And this is a great tool for us. We receive candid, real-time information from our members on the items that they've purchased at Sam's Club. And so this is a great tool for our buyers to use, and our buyers do use this today, to be able to learn from what our members are telling us, and so we can continue to make better decisions in terms of quality and in terms of value. And so continuing with value at this time, I'd like to introduce Cindy Davis. Cindy?
Thanks, Greg. Good morning. So I think it's pretty clear with the high-quality merchandise that Song and Charles shared with you and the integrated member experience that Greg is going to show you at the club when you tour today, that we're delivering real value for our members. But honestly, to attract and retain new members and to grow membership income, we have to do more than just, we have to do more than just deliver value. We have to demonstrate value every day in everything we do. And so what I'm going to do is take a few minutes to show you the ways that we are doing just that, demonstrating value to our business and our Advantage members. First was small business. Now, you heard Doug talk about the challenging times that our small business members are facing. Now more than ever, they need a business partner that can help them lower the cost of doing business. Here's just one way we're doing that. We've developed a tool called the Profit Calculator. And the Profit Calculator is tailored for each of our key business segments. And it's very simple. It's all about showing them how they can purchase their goods through Sam's Club and deliver lower cost and earn more profits. Here's an example that we're using for restaurants. As you can see, and I'm getting hungry because it's getting close to lunch, but with a Cajun grilled chicken breast meal item on their menus, if they purchase those items at Sam's Club, they can significantly lower their cost, capitalize on that lower traffic, right, that the restaurants are seeing, and be able to increase their profits. Really important tool for our small business members. Another way that we're doing this is with invoice comparisons. And I don't know if you've heard us talk about invoice comparisons in the past. Frankly, it's always been part of the way we do business at Sam's Club. Those membership reps, armed with our price on the top 50 items by business and by business type, you know, can go in and sit down with a small business and talk to them about how we can save them money. We've really dialed up that activity with our membership representatives across the country in the field. Literally, they can take just a few minutes, sit down with a small business, and show them how they can save thousands of dollars by spending more of their money at Sam's Club today. So, for example, in National Small Business Week alone, we did invoice comparisons for over 5,000 small businesses, showing them savings of $3.5 million. And in a small business, every penny counts. So these are real savings. So let me just give you two examples that we show here on the screen. One is A-Mart convenience stores. A-Mart has four locations in California. They've been a member since 2000. We went in and did an invoice comparison. They were buying some of their merchandise from Sam's Club, but not all of it. What we showed them was they could save $5,500 annually by shifting more of those sales to Sam's Club. And a big part of that, thousands of that, guys, was on just lids and cups, right? So there's lots of opportunity to show current members how much we can save them. But it's not just a tool to engage our current members and to drive more sales with our current members. It's also an acquisition tool. And again, if we're going to drive membership income, we've got to acquire as well as retain our members. Speedy Taco is a new member. We got them to join in 2008, earlier this spring, during one of our business blitz. Speedy Taco has one restaurant in Illinois. We were able to go in and show Speedy Taco how they could save $17,500 a year on things that really matter to their business: fajita meat, cheese, the things they need to deliver every day to their customers. It's a really important tool for us, and we're actually having an opportunity now to use it more than ever. Again, with new members, to acquire new members, but also to retain our existing members and drive incremental sales into Sam's Club. So that's what we're doing for small business, just a couple of examples. But I wanted to show you a couple of things we're doing for Advantage members as well. So you should have gotten a copy of our Fall Entertaining Guide and hot off the presses, our holiday catalog, in the package of information that was given to you about Sam's Club today. I'm going to show you two examples of how we're finding new, innovative, relevant ways to demonstrate value to mom. So one of my favorites is our rotisserie chicken. If you haven't tried it, have them give you a sample of it today when you're in the club. It can't be beat. It's one of the largest chickens in the industry. We have a proprietary seasoning we use. It's award-winning taste. It's better than anything that's out there in the marketplace. So we know that we've got about an 80% comp versus grocery stores on this item. But we need to take the time to step back and put it in terms that mom understands. Why is rotisserie chicken the right thing for her to take home for her family today? And so in the Fall Entertaining Guide, we did just that. We showed the chicken, which we sell now at $4.97, showed her that for a family of four, that's about $1.24 per serving, a great, delicious meal solution within her budget. Another way we've done that, again, is in the holiday catalog. So you've probably heard what we have and what we hear from our members, which is rituals and traditions, like Halloween and the large pumpkin, but also like the holidays. It's a place where mom knows she's on a budget, but she really wants to deliver something special for her family. So in the case of Christmas trees this year, our team put together a collection, three different collections, of ornaments and ribbons, whereby mom can create these kinds of trees all for under $150. Look for them when you're in the club today. It's really going to be special for mom to be able to accomplish this and still make the holidays special for her family. So that's what we've been doing, a couple of examples of the things we've been doing in our current marketing materials. We're trying to leverage the marketing budget more effectively to demonstrate value to our Advantage and our business members. But we took some time earlier this year to do something that would help us take it to the next level. And I want to stop here and tell you a little bit about a savings study that we completed earlier this year. So Doug mentioned it's a good time to be in the wholesale club business, and we're seeing growth in our channel. But we're still the minority of total retail sales, right? A lot of opportunity to steal share and get people to consolidate more of their spending, particularly members and non-members that are still buying at grocery stores, pharmacies, drugstores, office superstores, where we deliver real value, a lot of savings. So we contracted and commissioned with an independent third party earlier this year to go out and do a nationally representative sample, 50 markets, nearly 1,000 competitive locations, items and categories that represent over 75% of our total sales so that we could do two things. So we could validate savings for Sam's Club versus traditional retail. And as you can see, we showed an overall average savings of about 38%. That's about the range we've seen, 30 to 40%, right, previously with Consumer Reports and Warehouse Club Channel. And specifically even more savings versus those traditional retailers that we know we can steal some share from this time of year, particularly when mom and our business member is looking for value. So after finishing the study, what we did was go back and say, okay, how can we leverage this effectively to do the two things I said we needed to do to drive membership income? One, to acquire new members, and then to retain our current members. So we developed a tool that would allow us to estimate potential savings for both current and new members. The first place we've leveraged that tool is with our recent savings challenge. If you'd been in one of our clubs in the past 2 weekends, you would have seen a lot of activity going on at what we call the savings station. We invited new members to come in and discover that it pays to be a member of Sam's Club, regardless of your household income. If you're spending money at a grocery store or an office superstore or a pharmacy, you can afford to be a member of Sam's Club. Once they came into the club, what we did was sit down and just ask them a few questions about their shopping habits. How much are you spending on average, you know, in these kinds of channels? And we were able to show them, had they been a member of Sam's Clubs for the past 12 months, about what their savings would have been. I got to tell you, the activity was terrific, and you drew a crowd. People were looking over each other's shoulders to see how much they could potentially save. The good news is it paid off in business results for us. Very encouraged by the new signups. And one thing was really interesting to us. Not only did we exceed our goals for $10 memberships, but 90-plus percent of those memberships were incremental. So literally, we sold as many $35 and $40 memberships as we did $10 memberships. Now, we got a lot of questions, I think, over the past couple of days about, is this $10 membership for 10 weeks a discounted membership? And actually, it's not. In fact, it's $1 a week. It's a little bit more than our existing members pay. So we gave all of the members that came in an option, either a full membership at $35 or $40 if you're ready to make an annual commitment, or a $10 membership for 10 weeks. And we're confident we're going to be able to demonstrate the value to them and renew them in January. So Doug mentioned new signups and acquiring new members. And that's a really important objective for us. The good news is people are giving us a look that might not have done that in the past because everybody's looking for value at the high end and the low end. But for us to drive income and to drive membership income, we've got to reinforce the value every day to our existing members. You know that renewal income is the vast majority of our membership income, and that's critical. So we took this same information and this same exact savings event, and we invited current members as well as new members to come in and have that same dialogue. So most of our members still have opportunity to spend more money at Sam's Club, to shift more of their dollars to Sam's Club, and we wanted to show them what they could potentially save. So we did two things. If you see, I think this is one of our members, Jason Adams. Jason came in, and we sat down with him, and we showed him. We asked him for his membership number, and then we put his membership number in and showed him that his savings, estimated savings for the year, was $548. A nice, healthy savings, certainly a good investment for the $40 he spent to be a member. We also showed him some of the key categories where he had saved most. And then we went one step further and talked to him about the categories he's not currently shopping in at Sam's Club and how much more he could be saving. All right? Reinforce the value of membership. He will be more likely to renew, and he'll be more likely to consolidate more of his spend at Sam's Club. So during the savings event, we increased our in-club renewals, and we continued to drive new plus memberships, our $100 memberships as well. So a win-win, both with new members as well as with existing members. I want to tell you about one other way that we are also reinforcing the value of membership to existing members. Every year, our members come up for renewal. We have a chance to make a decision about whether or not that $40 or that $35 or that $100 membership was a good investment of your hard-earned dollar. That's when we want to reinforce the value of membership most. So once a year now, we're sending a member benefit summary to each of our members. And as you can see here, I'll use Jason as another example, we're leveraging that same information about the savings study to show him how much he's earned in terms of estimated savings over the year, right? Categories where he's saved the most. And then also in another, in the back page, you'll see places where he can save more. We're confident that when he evaluates and makes a decision about whether or not he should renew, it'll be a really simple decision to make. So this is just launched in late August. We're watching the results carefully. We're confident that it's going to help us drive renewals, and we'll be reporting that to you once we have more results at hand. So I just wanted to wrap up by saying a couple of things. So for those of you who haven't met, it's just been a year that I've been at Sam's Club. I joined right after the analyst meeting last year. And I'm pretty confident in what I've seen so far. The impact of demonstrating the value of membership makes a huge difference. If you could sit and watch what happened last weekend with current and existing members, you'd be as confident as I am about this channel and about our opportunity. And we've just scratched the surface. We have not done much yet to not only deliver value with those great quality products, but also demonstrate that value, tell people about the value that we offer. And that's what we're committed to doing. Thank you.
Good job. So I'm real excited about what Cindy and Mike Turner and the membership and marketing teams have going on, whether it's the membership benefit summary or the anniversary event that we had in April or the 10 for 10 idea. You can see things moving forward, and those results are showing up in new signups, which will help us drive membership income in the future. A renewal income continues to be the vast majority, the lion's share of our membership income, and so the past period new signup problems are going to show up in our total number. In fact, this quarter I expect that we'll be down slightly in membership income, but still up for the year, and then digging our way out of this problem as it relates to new signups will help us fix it full time. So I'm excited about the momentum that's going on in that area, and our associates are excited about what's going on in the area. We also believe that we need to reach out to an entirely new set of prospective members in the future, and there are some ways that we've developed to go and do that. One of them is that our members have been asking us for a long time in some markets to provide delivery, and as you know, we've not provided delivery before. In Houston, in August, we opened a Sam's Club Business Center that does, in fact, provide delivery with a couple of hybrid trucks, one of which you can see in this picture. It eliminated, in this club, we eliminated things like pharmacy and jewelry and apparel, the personal needs items, and added an additional assortment of small business items that our members have been asking for. So in addition to delivery, you get an expanded assortment. This building's got the biggest freezer cooler box I've ever seen in my life, where members can go in and pick orders. We provide them a jacket. They use us like their warehouse, and they go in and fulfill their small business needs. And as you can see, a copy and print center is there as well. So it's an entirely different format in a dense market for us that we believe will help reach out in that radius and serve small businesses in an even broader fashion than we've served before. Secondarily, we've opened a small prototype that I'm also really excited about. This club is in Garden City, Kansas. Garden City, Kansas has a population of less than 40,000 people. This building's about 100,000 square feet. Our traditional club has three sections of steel. This club only has two. Hopefully you can gather some of that from the photo that's here. We have beaten our membership plans pre-opening and post-opening, and we're beating our sales plan in the first few days. We just opened this last Thursday, and we believe we're going to learn a lot by going to this small proto about what's possible in many markets for clubs that you might not have ever imagined would support a Sam's Club. I think this is going to be really good for us. Thirdly, another new idea is to reach out to serve the Hispanic segment in the United States. I don't have to tell you how big it is or how fast it's growing, but imagine for a second that you could take a market, and this unit will also be in Houston, Texas, take a market that you've been in for a long time that looks to you like you might have it covered with units from a geographic perspective, but in fact there are member groups within that geography that you've never effectively reached. So with the Moss Club, which will have its own standalone membership fee and really be a standalone business separate from Sam's Club, you cannot, as a Sam's Club member, shop in this building without purchasing a Moss Club membership. This will enable us to reach Hispanic families and Hispanic small business in a way that we've never been able to reach them before. You'll notice this building is in two pieces. One of those is an importation building where we're going to bring product from Mexico and other Central American countries to round out what our small business owners would like to have in this market. And then the other building on the right-hand side of this image is the building with the corner entrance where members will go in and be able to buy goods for their family, for example. So we're really excited about this unit. It's going to open in the first half of this next year, most likely in the second quarter. And we're underway there to make this thing a reality, and I'm pumped about it, too. None of those three ideas, the small proto, the business center, or the mosque club, are in our capital expenditure plan at the moment. All three of those tests we'll have to perform, and then we'll see what we're going to do relative to rolling more out. So what you're looking at here is the existing Sam's Club capital plan, and what you should notice is that the number of projects is moving to the 15 to 20 range in terms of Sam's Club new units, and we're going to be investing more in remodels consistent with the rest of the company and the directions that you've heard earlier in the week. So with that, we've summarized all of the things that I mentioned earlier that we would cover with you, and Charles, I'd like to come to you to facilitate the question and answer.